Bernie Porn. He is the president of Epic MRA. Bernie, how are you?
I'm doing great, Tony. How about you?
I'm doing good. You know, whenever you have your polls, I've never been called for one of these. How's that work? How come Brittany and I and Emily have never been called to take part in one of your polls?
Well, we randomly select from the several million folks that are on the registered voter files, you know, it's just like the lottery.
And we haven't been given jury duty yet, right?
And we haven't been given jury duty yet.
All right, well, you have a new poll. Epic MRA has a very interesting poll out. At the top of the polling questions were questions about voters and if they supported or opposed total elimination of business property taxes. Tell us about that.
Well, there has been so much media coverage of this issue of eliminating the business property taxes, the personal property taxes, which raises about $1.27 billion a year, with about 60% of the revenue going to cities, villages, and townships where these businesses are located, and about 40% of it going to local public school districts. And, of course, those who are proponents of the proposal say that if businesses have this tax eliminated, it would provide an incentive for them to invest in new machinery and equipment. Well, we described that proposal and asked voters what they thought of it, and a 61% pretty solid majority said they oppose a proposal to totally eliminate the personal property tax on Michigan businesses. And then when we described what among those who said that they favored it or were undecided, those who oppose it cite the impact that this could have on local governments with cuts in services and potential layoffs of teachers and cuts in local school districts. The opposition grew to 76%. And clearly voters are not supportive of this. And what is interesting is that on that question, even Republican women opposed the proposal. 77% of Democrats opposed it, 68% of independents, and all Republicans, a narrow plurality, opposed it. But as we have found in so many issues, Republican men favor it by a plurality, but Republican women oppose the proposal by a bare majority.
All right, what do voters think about Governor Snyder and his job?
We are just putting that out today, but his job rating, we haven't put it out yet. But
oh, okay.
No, that's okay. I don't have any problem. I was hoping to send it to you ahead of time anyways.
All right.
But 59% give him a negative job rating. That is down, actually a slight improvement for him from the last time where we had 62%. And it has been hovering between about 58 and 62% negative job rating. He did have a slight uptick in voters' personal opinion of him. Slightly more, 43 to 42% said that they have a favorable opinion of him. That's different than the last time where 44 to 40% had an unfavorable opinion of him.
Now, do you want me to continue to spill the beans about the new poll you're releasing today, or you want me to hold off?
Go ahead. Ask away.
All right, let's talk about President Barack Obama. The last time you had a poll, his ratings were going down. How about now?
Well, he is, his negatives have slipped down a little bit from about 65% down to 61. His favorability rating is even up, whereas it was 49 to 45% unfavorable the last time. So that is a slight improvement for him.
What else did you learn in this latest poll?
Well, there is a slight uptick improvement in the perception of Michigan's economy. It had dropped in the last couple of months precipitously, but there seems to be a slight uptick. 34% said that they think things are improving, and that's up just 4 or 5 points from the last time we asked it.
And in Friday's poll, you released some interesting information also, especially when talking about eliminating personal property tax.
Well, that would be on the Michigan businesses,
right,
that we just talked about. And another interesting thing is we asked voters whether or not they thought if businesses had this tax cut, whether or not they'd invest, as the proponents say that they would, in new equipment, new infrastructure, or if they would keep it as profits. And 56% are kind of cynical about the idea that businesses would invest. They think they would keep it for profits or for other uses and not really invest it in jobs. And the other thing that we did was we asked whether people would be more or less likely to vote for their legislator if they voted to totally eliminate the personal property tax and did not provide replacement revenues for that money. And 60% said that they would be less likely to support their legislator if they did that. And interestingly enough, there were higher numbers among Republican men and women saying that they would be less likely to vote for their legislator as well. So those Republicans who have suggested that this tax can be cut without replacing it, and even Governor Snyder has said that he's only looking at replacing some of the lost revenue, they might want to walk very gingerly on that that approach.
Bernie Porn is with Epic MRA. Bernie, in the next poll, what do you think you're going to tackle?
Next poll we do, we had thought about doing it this time, but I think we'll do some matchups for U.S. Senate and revisit the matchups for president among Republicans and retest other issues. If you have any ideas on things that you think we should test, let me know.
You know, Bernie, one interesting thing I want to get your take on is someone who worked at the state capitol for 20 years, if not more. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about lobbyists. There's a story in today's USA Today which talks about how 66 ex-aides are linked on health and defense when it comes to deficit panel. And lobbyists are an intricate part of the political process, even here on the statewide level, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And I think that lobbyist organizations are even more powerful now because of term limits. You really don't have, among legislators, the kind of institutional memory that you used to have when legislators would be able to serve for longer periods of time. And that just empowers lobbyists because they really, through their information and lobbying efforts, are able to persuade legislators to do things that have been tried before. You know, and that's one of the things that's interesting to me, is that I can remember writing speeches 20, 30 years ago on issues, and it's like an old nickel. They just keep returning. And that is, I think, part of the problem with these term limits.
Talk about the process, how lobbyists do get their voices heard.
Well, they meet and greet, and the biggest thing is, I think, they are usually asked by legislators, especially those legislators who raise money for the caucuses, both Republicans and Democrats. They are asked to participate in fundraising activities, and that is one way that they are persuasive in terms of at least getting their foot in the door with legislators and explaining their position on issues. They get a receptive ear from legislators after they've made significant contributions or got their members to make significant contributions.
Bernie, is it more often that the politicians ask for donations, or more so that the lobbyists offer that?
I think it's a combination of both. I would say it's fairly equally balanced between the two. Lobbyists will offer to help out in terms of campaigns, legislators are quick to ask for contributions from lobbyists.
All right. Bernie Porn is with Epic MRA. For folks who want to see these poll results a little bit more detail, Bernie, where do they go?
EpicMRA.com and press on the press office.
All right, Bernie, you are the man. I lost my headphones there. My apologies. We'll talk with you real soon.
Take care, Tony.